College football is on the air. Join with us now for the Community Day game on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Presented by Hope College, Interior Images, Lawrence and Vanderswart Financial Planning, Hayworth Inn and Conference Center, Holland Furniture, and Michigan Title. Also participating in today's broadcast are Mapleview Animal Hospital, Apple Valley Natural Foods, Barber Ford, Randy's Carpet Care, La Persona Salon and Spa, Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital. Today's game is also brought to you by Simpatico Coffee, Hanks Auto Service, Shoreline Orthopedics, Lighthouse Title Group, Crown Motors. And other sponsors of today's game are Chris Office Outfitters, Richard Eagles Jewelers, Mike's Mobile, City Flats Hotel and Bistro, and South Shore Laundry. Now let's join the Van sports team of Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klomparns for today's Community Day game on the voice of Hope College Sports, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Hope players are on the field joining their coach Ray Smith and Dr. Boltman, and now the Zealand Band is playing our national anthem, which we will pause and enjoy. Zealand Marching Band with the national anthem. The pregame ceremonies are concluding. Beautiful, beautiful day for Hope College football coming from the Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. Dr. Boltman unveiled a beautiful plaque that I'm sure will be installed here at the stadium. Pictures of Coach Smith and his wife that will greet former visitors to this stadium for years and years to come. Well, the Zealand Marching Band leaving the field. The football team's getting ready to take the field. And here to give you the starting lineups, brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title. They're located 16th Street in Holland. And with the starting lineups, a former Hope College player himself, Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Jerry. And we're going to take a look at that big blue defense this afternoon, because that's what we hope will be on the field a lot. At the defensive ends, Adam Rossner, a 6'2", 210-pound sophomore out of Frankfort, Illinois. The opposite end, Wesley Beach, 6'2", 230-pound junior from Forsyth, Illinois. All the kids from Milliken are from Illinois, except I think one or two. The two tackles, Gary Howder, a 6'2", 275 freshman from Belmont. The other defensive tackle, Connor Flood, 6'2", 240 pounds, a senior. The linebackers, which again appears to be a lot of the strength of this Milliken defense, Andy Roth, a 6'2", 205-pound junior from Naperville, Illinois. Jake Gates, a 5'11", 180-pound sophomore from Mattoon, Illinois. And a young gentleman who did not play last week. They expect him to be playing this week, and that is Matt Madrigal, a 6 foot, 205-pound freshman from Joliet. The defensive corners for the Big Blue, Joannis Edwards, a 5'10", 165-pound senior out of Normal, Illinois, and the opposite corner, T.J. Sullivan, a 6'1", 195-pound senior from LaGrange. And at the two safeties, it is Michael Neal, a 6'1", 200-pound freshman from Broadville, and Zach Vergaga, a 5'10", 170-pound sophomore from Oak Park. So that's a defensive unit for this Milliken Ball Club as the captains are out on the field. They've had the toss of the coin. Who won the toss, Jerry?
Hope College is going to kick off. Milliken is going to receive. Milliken will be starting on the north end of the football field, moving left to right on your radio dial.
So the Milliken offense, which will be on the field first, will be led by Nick Pippen and his running back, Sean Dunning. Those are the two that are the featured backs in that backfield. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, defensively, at the ends, it'll be Greg Bird along with Stephen Gerger, the defensive tackle, Nick Massa, Alex Witek, and the linebackers, Cody Linnemalder, Tim Kloss, the corners, Kirby Crook, and Adam Druger. Druger, an excellent ball game last week. And the Caesar, also an excellent game last week, at a safety. Augie Mata, the other safety, and kind of the rover back is Brian Schroeder. So we're getting set for the kickoff. Aaron Mack is a kicker on kickoffs for the Flying Dutchman.
And he can kick it a long way. He hit the end zone once or twice last week. He's got the wind behind him for this kickoff, so I'm looking for a deep one.
Mike Blakely is a return man primarily. As Mick gets ready to kick off. Indicates that he's all set. The referee says, let's go, and we're underway. The kick is a high kick. It's going to come down at about the 3-yard line taken by Blakely. He's back to the 10, the 15, and he is hit and dropped shy of that 20-yard line. Good coverage on the part of the Flying Dutchman as getting down, making that stop, was David Bursley, a defensive tackle, when he's on the second unit out there making the stop on the kickoff. So the Big Blue will take over the football for the first possession of the ball game. Nick Pippen, he's listed in one program as a sophomore, the other one as a freshman. We'll call him a sophomore. 6'2", 200-pounder. Milliken, like most teams nowadays, will run from a spread. They have two wideouts on the left side, one wideout on the right. Back in the gun with one running back. Pippen, back to throw, sprints out to his left, fires along the sideline, and a little too much adrenaline pumping, and he threw that ball well over the head of the intended receiver on the left side.
We found Pippen listed as both a freshman and a sophomore. This is his first year starting, so he's a rookie in that important QB position.
Brandon Bowers was the intended receiver. Bowers lining up at fullback. And Blakely is deep. The handoff to Blakely on the left side. Excuse me, that's number 7. That's Jacoby Sims at the tailback position. And Sims with a little counter play, and the counter is what worked well for North Park. Milliken coming right to it this afternoon. Pickup of about 8 yards. It'll be third down and 2 for the Big Blue, operating from their own 26-yard line. Pippen under center on the I formation. One outside receiver back to pass as Pippen gets some pressure. He is hit and brought down. Good pressure coming from the outside by the Flying Dutchman. As coming through, making that stop for the Flying Dutchman. On the outside was Steve Gerger, the defensive end, on that left side. So that'll force a punting situation. Austin Bretschneider will get the punting duties, and he gets the punt away. And it is taken by Zervis, and he is hit as he went east and west, not north and south. The ball was caught on about the 35. And he started out to his right and picked up maybe 2 yards after he caught the ball initially going forward.
Great pass protection as well. Pippen couldn't find anybody to throw the ball to. And the Hope College defensive front was able to get their first sack of this ball game. So this series is going to start on Hope's 37-yard line. First offensive series for the Flying Dutchman. Slight breeze at their backs.
Twins in the backfield. That's the handoff coming over the left side is Jackson, and Jackson works his way up to the 40-yard line. Host of white shirts there to bring him down, and they're swarming on the tackle a little bit. as the tackle was made on that by the middle linebacker, Jake Gates.
I think that off-tackle run by the tailback was the first play last week, too.
Well, Gates, I think, is going to have one job today. Find Jackson and stay with him. I think he's going to have a shadow.
Only one Jackson in the backfield this afternoon. Fleury Jackson playing fullback. Hurt himself in the second play of the game last week.
Jake Helm goes from left to right. He's a tight end. Fake to Jackson. Back to pass is Atwell. Throws down the middle and drops. It was there, and Body dropped the football on the Milliken 41-yard line.
That could have been a completion by Atwell. MIAA Offensive Player of the Week last week. Five touchdowns. Just a spectacular display from the senior quarterback last week in the opener.
It'll be a third down situation, 7 yards to go, as Atwell sprints out to his left, sets, looks over the middle, fires it short, and again, it is dropped. Had it in his hands, Body again with the ended receiver, but the ball was kind of batted out as he was gaining possession of it, and it got away from him.
That was a good defensive play by Milliken. However, Atwell had two balls that could have been caught, in all honesty, and so Hope College unable to pick up a fourth down. Excuse me, a first down. They started this drive on the 47, just picked up 3 yards, and they're going to have to punt the ball away.
Well, Hope College, illegal procedure call against the Flying Dutchman. As the official picks up the flag, walks back 5 yards.
Both of these teams scored 41 points last week, hoping a victory over North Park. Milliken in a loss to Greenville. Both scored 41 points, but right now we've started this ball game in the early going with a defensive struggle. Neither team able to generate a first down.
Blakely back to receive this kick. It's a high kick off to the right side.
Oh.
Ooh, did it hit him out there? It looked like it hit the dirt, but did it hit him? It bounced up very near to the intended receiver, Blakely, and he did not attempt to fair catch it, and that ball came very close to hitting him.
I'm surprised the Hope player didn't fall on that. I don't know that they could, maybe they could tell clearly that it didn't hit the receiver there, but it sure was close. This drive's going to start on the 31-yard line. First one started on the 37-yard line, so 6 yards back from their previous possession. Hope winning the field position battle slightly.
Pippen had three receivers set out to the left side, and he completes a short little pass, a little down and out at about 6 yards that time, as he was able to complete that pass to Taylor Sanders, a sophomore out of Marshall. Now they're going to give him nine on it, so it'll be second down and one. 1-1 running back is Dunning in the backfield. Pippen is back. Dunning goes in motion. Little swing pass out in the right flat to Dunning. Dunning gets away from the first man. Keeps on going, and he's a big boy to bring down in that defensive backfield. And he was brought down once he got in Hope territory on the Hope 47-yard line.
First down of this football game. And looks like we got another high-power offense, Ron, running without a huddle.
Well, their offensive line is very experienced. Five of those guys in the offensive line are back. Pippen hands it off. Again, it's Dunning who cuts back against the grain and is tripped up. Nice tackle that time by DeCesar, Santino DeCesar, as he cut back, was there, and made a nice shoestring tackle for a loss. And it's going to leave the Big Blue with a second down and 11. Quickly they come, and they're running without a huddle. Two wideouts on the right side, one on the left, one running back. Dunning, handoff to Dunning, right side. Over the tackle, puts his head down and gets to the Hope College 40-yard line. DeCesar again on the stop for the Flying Dutchman, helped out by Augie Mata. DeCesar out of Wayland, and Mata a West Ottawa grad.
Hope Milliken, 11:03 first quarter, no score.
Pickup of six on the play. High formation in the backfield. Hand off to the deep back. And again, it's Dunning as he heads over the right tackle. Picks up a yard or two. Mata making the stop for the Flying Dutchman. It's going to be close, but no first down. It'll be fourth down, and they're going to go for it.
I know.
And a quarterback sneak by Pippen, and I think he has it.
There was just no doubt about that. With the ball on the 38-yard line, there was not a pause. There was not a huddle. They lined up and ran the QB sneak and picked up the first down, second first down of this drive for Milliken.
Went right behind Parker Kelly that time, the right guard, and Kelly's 6 foot, 260 pounds, and a senior.
There are some big men on that offensive line and defense of Milliken.
Two wideouts in the left. One goes in motion. Fake. Rolling to his left is Pippen. Hits a short man up close, and he is down. I think he has the first down as Bowers was the receiver. And made the catch and picked up the first down for Milliken. And Milliken without that huddle.
We're going to see that play again, Ron. Receiver wide open on that play. And Hope's going to have to make a fast adjustment.
Three guys out to the right side. One to the left. One running back. Dunning. Back to pass is Pippen. Fires it over the head of the intended receiver, Sanders. As he tried to make a move across the middle. He was the third man of the three-man set on the outside for the Big Blue.
So after three consecutive completions, Pippen throws his first incomplete pass of this series.
Second down and 10. Dunning's the only back in the backfield. Both ends are in tight, two wideouts. As Pippen goes under center, Hope with their four-man defensive front, they give it to Dunning. Dunning tries that right
good
side
pursuit.
And does no play.
Great pursuit.
Nice defense that time by the Flying Dutchman. As Linda Mulder got across and followed it across, Jim Kloss was there.
Gibson and Druger helping make the tackle.
And it'll leave the Big Blue with a third down and about 11.
Pippen looks over to the sidelines. You've seen this lots on television, folks, that the players signal in the play. There are two players operating in tandem. Probably one of them is sending the signals. The other is a fake. And, man, oh, man, there's just a flurry of signals. I don't know. This game has changed, Ron. I don't know how they pick it up.
Back to pass is Pippen. Looks downfield, has time, throws behind his intended receiver, I think. As two guys were cutting across, one short, one deep, and the ball landed right in between the two.
So it's another fourth down situation. This time not short, however. Fourth and 11.
Fourth and place kick time. As coming on. It's Chance Volpert.
Chase Volpert on for a 3-yard field goal attempt.
We'll be trying a kick from the, it'll be placed on about the 32. It's down, it's going to be short. It is short and off to the left. So they tried a long field goal. And it is not good, so Hope College is going to take over the football.
Well, that drive started on the 31-yard line. Three first downs, ended with a fourth down field goal attempt from 42 yards out, short and left. And Hope College will take over the ball for the third time this ball game, this time starting from the 26-yard line.
So the Flying Dutchman out of the huddle, first and 10 on their own 25. Twins in the backfield, two wideouts. Fake. Counterplay coming up, and Jackson hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped for a loss on the play. Hope coming back, trying to go left against that defense, and the defense was right there to make the stop. It'll be second down, and it'll be about 10.5 yards for the first down. Atwell back into the huddle. Sends two wideouts to the left. David Brown along with Bernard. And the fake rollout. Atwell fires it. It is caught. Bernard has it on the 50. Gets down to the 44-yard line in Milliken territory where he's pushed out of bounds.
Taylor Breinert really looked that ball into his hands. Going out of bounds, well covered. The defender's hands were right in his face, but he made a spectacular catch going out of bounds. Atwell makes his first completion of this ball game. Hope College goes into Big Blue territory for the first time this afternoon. First and 10, 45-yard line. Hope on the move.
Zach Vergara making the stop for the Big Blue as Atwell rolls out again. Again, has a man in the flat. This time it is completed to Jake Helm, a Holland native. A graduate of Holland High School completes that one, and Hope has another first down on the 33 in Milliken territory. So the Flying Dutchman with their first real drive of the afternoon after that missed field goal attempt on the part of Milliken. No score in the ball game, 7:53 of this first quarter. Two wideouts right and offset eye, and the checking off is Atwell. Back to throw, takes a look, fires the ball on the outside. It is caught. Jake Ropp made the stop. He's a fullback who has taken Fleury Jackson's place with a little pass out in the flat for a pickup of possibly 3.5 yards. So we'll call it 3rd and 7 for the Flying Dutchman. The ball resting just past the Milliken 30-yard line. The Dutch break the huddle. Two wideouts. They switch. Tight end goes to the right side. Flanker goes left, so they have two guys on the left side. Quick little flat pass. Again is open, and getting down to the 20-yard line is Bernard. And it'll be a first down for the Flying Dutchman. Gates, linebacker, in on the stop for the Milliken Big Blue.
After a 20-yard completion to Brinert, Atwell is going with the short passes right now very successfully. He's got four completions in a row.
Body wide to the right. Brinert wide, or not, Brown wide to the left. One running back in motion. Back to pass. And a handoff on a draw play. Wide open territory, but it fails quickly. Jackson had a wide open shot there coming up the middle, but it closed down very, very quickly. Coming in to make the stop was number 44 for the Blake Blue.
Sean didn't hit that hole quite as fast as we saw him running last week. He looked to be looking for open space. There's a pretty good hole on the left side of that Hope offense.
Jim Bytek making the stop after a pickup of three.
Great time for a draw.
Back to pass. Atwell fires it up. It is batted around. And Reinhardt couldn't hold it in the end zone. He was coming across. The pass was up. He could reach it, but he had trouble pulling it in. So it'll be a third down and 7 for the Flying Dutchman. Jackson goes out. Body comes in. So Hope will be going to the air. Again, plays signaled in, as Jerry said, from the sidelines. Two quarterbacks, one on either side of Coach Krebs, signaling in the plays. Atwell goes deep. Two wideouts on the left, one on the right. Gets protection. Fires. It's complete. Down on the 4-yard line. Reinhardt making this completion. They're going to place it closer than that. They're going to place it down at the 2.
Second big completion to Brinert on this drive. Hope College, first and goal, 3-yard line. No score, 5:46, first quarter. Hope Milliken.
Hope comes out, tight ends on the left side, two wideouts on the right. They shift. Helm goes over to the right end spot. I formation set in the backfield. Quarterback sneak by Atwell. He's into the end zone.
Michael Atwell on the ninth play of this drive, a 72-yard drive, 9 plays. Atwell, who threw 5 TD touchdowns last week, runs his first touchdown in of the season. And Hope College leads with 5:27 on the clock, 6-0.
Evan Finch in to try the extra point. Snap is good. The kick is up in the air. Looks good from here. It is.
Coach Krebs puts up his hands, showing the good sign, and Hope College goes 74 yards, 9 plays, 3:38 off the clock, and leads this one 7-0. Boy, that was a nice offensive drive. Atwell looked very good on that, but they mixed up the runs and the passes effectively.
Had a nice drive three-quarters of the way in the field out there, and the Milliken had one shot really to try to stop this drive, as Hope had a couple incompletions, but they were able to recover and take it down and score. So We know that the Flying Dutchman can move the football at this point against Milliken, but Milliken seemed to be able to move it against the Flying Dutchman as well.
Atwell mixing it up with his receivers. Breinart, the only one with two receptions for 40 yards. Kroll, Helm, and Rope have a reception apiece, but Breinart made a couple big, big catches.
Aaron Mick ready to kick off. Kick is high and deep, and it's over everybody's head into the end zone and dropping on a knee. Sean Maloney back there took that kick, and when he was in the end zone about 4 yards, and they just dropped back and dropped it on a knee. So the ball will come out to the 25 in Milliken territory to start this drive for the Big Blue.
That's first and 10 at the 25 for the Big Blue.
Official indicates that we're ready to go. Milliken comes from the sidelines. They set up in their offensive set. Pippen has one back in the backfield. That looks like Sims. Sims comes in motion to the right side. Back to pass as Pippen has an open man on the 40. Catches it. Saunders made the catch. And he was dropped on the 42. So Milliken coming right back, starting a drive of their own with a nice pass and catch from Pippen to Saunders. High formation, two wideouts, handoff to Sims. Sims around the right side gets up to the 49 before he's pushed out of bounds. That'll be a pickup of 8. It'll be second down and 2 for the Big Blue. They trail 7-0. 5:09 left in the first quarter. They're out in an I formation. Two wideouts left, one right. Pippen under center. Hands it off to Sims. Sims tries to cut back. He is hit. Linnemalder just practically picks him up and throws him back 2 yards. Sims, not a big back out there. He's like Jackson. He's 5'6". He's 165 pounds.
Cody saw the run very quickly and stepped up, plugged the hole, and made the tackle.
It's third and a short 2.
So it'll be 3rd and 2 for Milliken. Sims in motion. Little swing pass out to Sims.
Careful.
And he drops the football. That was a forward pass.
By about a foot.
We're right on that line so we can see those from here. Otherwise, boy, you tell your kids to play those out because that could be a fumble out there. If that passes backwards at all, that is a fumble, and you get a chance to recover it.
Forward is a pass, can drop to the turf. Anything backwards, though, is a... Is a lateral, and if it's dropped, it's a live ball. Here's the punt.
Volpert gets the kick away. Zervis takes it, and he is hit and dropped right in his tracks. Good coverage by Milliken as Zervis just got that ball and was dropped right there by T.J. Sullivan, the defensive back coming down on the punt team.
Atwell starting off this afternoon right where he left off last week. Michael, 5 out of 8, no interceptions. No touchdown passes. He did run in the lone hope touchdown from 1 yard out on a sneak.
You mentioned no interceptions, and that's big because the last 2 years, 3 interceptions in each one of those ball games has really helped the Milliken defense. Atwell under center, goes back, looks, fires in the flat. It is complete. And I think that's good for a first down. That was Jake Helm. Catching the ball and picking up the first down for the Flying Dutchman.
Boy, it's nice when you start a drive on your own 18-yard line. The first play from scrimmage, pick up that first down, give yourself some breathing room.
So it'll be first and 10 for Hope on their own 27-yard line. Hope with a 7-0 lead, 3:54 left in the first quarter. Twins in the backfield for the Flying Dutchman. Hand this to Jackson on the sweep. Gets to the 30, gets to the 40, cuts it up and gets knocked down on about the 44-yard line.
15-yard gain, Sean Jackson. Longest run from scrimmage by either team this afternoon. Hope picks up the second first down of this drive. A drive that started on their own 18-yard line and has now moved out to the Hope College 44. First and 10, Hope College leads this one 7-0.
Zach Bregeier making the stop. He's a defensive safety for the Big Blue, but it's first and 10, Dutchman. Twins in the backfield, but they'll shift out of it. They leave one running back. They put Trips on the right side. They have the tight end on the left. The back pitch is back to Jackson. Tries a sweep. He's turning the corner. Picks up the first down, and about a yard more, and a flag goes down. Flag on the far side of the field as Jackson picked up about 12 yards on the play. Now, will it come back? Personal foul against Milliken. That might have been a hit out of bounds on the far side, directly in front of that Milliken bench.
And that 15-yard penalty will be assessed at the end of a 12-yard gain by Jackson. So that was a huge amount of yards accumulated by the Flying Dutchman. The ball is going to end up on the Milliken 28-yard line.
David Brown in at that one of the receiver positions for the Flying Dutchman. Crowell goes wide to the left, Brown to the right. Twins in the backfield. Atwell turns, hands it off, and heading straight up the football field is Zach Bersma as he popped that one through and gets down to the 16-yard line. Nice, quick move, a big opening on the right side of that offensive line. Limley, Livingway, Thompson opening up the way.
Yeah, thank you, Ron, for giving credit to those big men who are doing a great job at getting off the ball.
It'll be first and 10 for the Flying Dutchman on the 16-yard line in Milliken territory. Atwell goes under center, sets up in the I formation, two wideouts. Fake to the Jackson, fires into the end zone, right. Incomplete. Flag went down. There's a possibility there was a hit there. I didn't think he could get to it.
Interference. If you're on the Milliken side of the field, you'd say that was inadvertent contact and the ball was uncatchable, but I don't know. I think we're going to see a pass interference call.
Unless
the officials are going to have a conference on it.
Unless they had more contact prior to, because the pass was well ahead. They're calling a holding call. All right.
Holding on Milliken, 10-yard penalty. Maybe you heard PA announcer Tom Dabalar, longtime PA voice here at Ray and Sue Smith
Stadium. Think that was a referee. The referees have mics this year.
Oh, was it? That wasn't Tom?
Nope.
Well, I wanted to give Dab some credit.
So the ball is placed on about the 8-yard line. It'll be first and goal.
There's Dab.
Two receivers outright, one running back in the backfield. They switch, go with twins in the backfield and two wideouts.
It's like the first
Atwell
time.
Well, now gets his receiver in the right place as he changes the play. And they took too much time. No, they got a timeout in.
Coach Kreps didn't want that audible. Or he was worried about time running out on the play.
Well, he was watching that game clock out there, and it was just ticking away.
That's the first timeout of this ball game, and it is presented, as always, by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and a healthy snack before or after the game, think Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Hope College Flying Dutchman looks like they've had some of that healthy Apple Valley snack foods as they are playing an outstanding football game so far. We're in the first quarter, 2 minutes, 22 seconds left. Hope leads 7-0, but they are first and goal on the 7-yard line. Make it the 8-yard line of Milliken. Michael Atwell called an audible. Coach Kreps was concerned that the game clock was going to expire. He didn't need a 5-yarder right now. So he's got his team back on the field, and here comes the offense.
They set it up. It's going to be two wide receivers to the left, twins in the backfield. Quick pitch to Jackson on the sweep. Jackson gets to the 5, turns the corner into the end zone. Sean Jackson made the move on the outside. He used his speed to get out there and took it in. Hope College with a 13-0 lead over the Big Blue from Milliken. We're at 2:16 of this first quarter.
Five plays, 80 yards, 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Sean Jackson, who's doing a good job going wide in this contest. Well, actually, Hope has gone inside well and outside well. They're mixing it up very well. But Sean Jackson went around the left side of that offensive line and scored a running TD.
Kick is good by Evan Finch, and the Flying Dutchman have a 14-0 lead over the Big Blue from Milliken.
Five plays, 83 yards, Ron. A little correction on that. Did that in just under 2 minutes, minute 59 seconds. Five plays, 83 yards. Hope scores their second running touchdown of this ball game. Atwell scored on a sneak earlier in the first quarter, but it's the outstanding tailback, Sean Jackson, going wide left and diving into the end zone for Hope's second TD. 2:16 on the clock. Hope with a very impressive 14-0 lead on Community Day, where this beautiful facility was dedicated to longtime Hope College coach Ray Smith and his wife Sue. Former Hope College president Jim Boltman gave a moving address about his old friend and colleague, and a plaque will be installed in this stadium forevermore to be known as Smith Stadium, now on the beautiful campus of Hope College.
Beck on the kick. And this one also into the end zone, and they're going to stay there with it.
Man, he kicks it a long way.
He's not a very big kid either.
Wow.
You know, you look for some of these big guys to kick the ball. Aaron Mick is 5'9", 150 pounds.
It's like a golf swing, Ron. It's all leverage and timing. If you watch the leverage that they put into that kick to get the distance, and he times those beautifully, and if they're either 1 or 2 yards outside the end zone or 3 or 4 yards in the end zone.
Milliken comes out. They take a look after they set up, take a look at the defense. Get a play switched in. Two running backs. Little counter play this time to Dunning. And Dunning goes off the left side and doesn't find very much running room out there, as Alex Witek was there and just gave him the old big bear hug.
Sean Jackson, who just scored that touchdown, by the way, leads all rushers in this ball game. Six rushing attempts, 44 yards, a touchdown. His long in this ball game is 17 yards.
They gave him a nice spot on that. They gave him 3 yards on the play, so it'll be second down and seven on the 28-yard line. Piffin back to throw. Has time, swings it out short to Sanders. Sanders gets to the 40, the 45, and out of bounds. So Sanders caught that short. Nobody was there, and they just had kind of a wide-open field. They got a block downfield on the safety. So they executed that one very well. It'll be first and 10 for the Big Blue on their own 45-yard line. Pippen has one running back and hands it off. Heading straight ahead out there is Dunning, and he gets the ball to about the 48-yard line as flag comes flying.
And Hope players indicating they think they recovered a fumble. I don't think that is the case. Ron Weatherby pointed out there is a flag on the field.
Augie Mata was at the bottom of that pile.
And that yellow flag falls on the big orange H. You can really pick that up. Well, this one's going against the Flying Dutchman. First penalty of the game against Hope.
Personal foul. I'm not sure what it was.
Well, we'll see if that official mic that you point out works out again.
He just said that we didn't hear him. So it'll be
personal foul?
Yeah. So it'll be first and 10. Milliken sets up two wideouts, a handoff to Dunning, and Dunning tries to find running room, and he is stacked up and driven back. He tried to go to the right side, and there was just no place to go. Kept sliding to the inside, and just wasn't any room. Standing right in his way all the time was Nate Massa, the defensive tackle. So a pickup, they'll give him one. Two wideouts right, one running back, one wideout left. Fake to Dunning, quarterback keep by Pippen, and no goal. Lindemulder said he got the football, and they're going to call him down. Lindemulder learned a little something last week against North Park. He tackled the football and went away with it. But
North Park would stand up the ball carrier and try to strip the ball like you see in the pros. 19 seconds left. Maybe time for one more play in this quarter. Quarter coming to an end.
Trips left, one receiver right, no backs in the backfield other than Pippen, the quarterback. He's about 5 yards deep. Hope faking a blitz. Will they come? Will they not? No, they don't come. Pressure, and down he goes. Back on the 43-yard line.
And that will probably bring up a punting situation to begin the second quarter of play. This has been a fast-paced, hard-hitting, enjoyable football game, and we are in the early going, just the end of the first quarter, so stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Hope College Football, 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com.
You're listening to Hope College Football. Exclusively on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Milliken in punt formation. A high punt that's going to be fair caught on about the 15-yard line. David Brown made the catch, and they're placing it back on the 13-yard line.
Brown was just surrounded. That punt was so high, the Milliken coverage was able to get down and be there before David Brown caught the ball, and he was just surrounded by white shirts. Milliken, blue helmets, white shirts, white pants, blue numerals that Ron Weatherby should find fairly easy to read.
Hey, they're nice. Pass to Brown. He's caught on the 20. He's got some running room. It's a foot race. He's at the 50, the 40, cutting in the inside, and he's brought down on the Milliken 28-yard line. Making the tackle is Zach Vergara for Milliken. He's a defensive safety, and it was just a foot race as Brown was trying to outrun him for that end zone.
60 yards on that completion at will to Brown. Brown was going right down the sideline, as you pointed out, Ron, but he didn't want any part of going out of bounds while he was running. He cut back in, and that enabled the defense to catch up with him.
He's a sophomore at Ithaca. Body is back in for the Flying Dutchman. Draw play to Jackson. Jackson's on the left side. It opens up pretty well, and he gets inside the 20.
When you got a quarterback like Atwell, that just sets that draw up so well.
So it's a pickup of about 8 yards for the Flying Dutchman. The ball is inside the Milliken 20-yard line. Hope with a 14-0 lead.
Community Day, dedication of the Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. Hope College looking for their second win of this young season. 14 minutes left, second quarter of play. Hope leading 14-0.
Hope sets up with two receivers to the left, twins in the backfield. Little fake with a counter. Jackson rolls left, fires into the end zone.
Just touchdown! Too good.
Vince Body in the end zone made a nice sliding grab of that one. And Hope College is on the board again, 20-0. 13:44 left in this first half, and Jerry, we had Vince with us Friday morning.
Great young man. He's going to be a lawyer. He's been studying history at Hope College. Going to take the law entry exam. Graduate in 4 years. I feel good about Vince. He dropped a couple in the early going of this ball game, but he raked in that 20-yarder. Two rushing touchdowns for Hope earlier in the first quarter. A passing touchdown from Atwell to Body, and Hope College, with the kick that is good, leads this one 21-0, 13:44 on the clock in the second quarter. Evan Finch, 3 out of 3, kicking the PATs. And Hope College is running the ball, passing the ball, and as so often happens, one complements the other, and we are seeing a game plan that is working very effectively for Coach Krebs.
Well, Jerry, if you go back a little ways in Hope College history, this kind of reminds me of some of the teams we had back when Phil Butler was quarterbacking the Flying Dutchman. And I did a game down at Wheaton one afternoon that took about 4.5 to 5 hours because every play was a pass practically.
Well, Phil Butler threw a lot of them.
So Aaron Mick will get the kickoff. That leg will have to be massaged a little bit. at the end of this ball game if this one continues as it has started.
How many yards did Phil Butler throw for in his illustrious career, Ron? 8,500. 8,500. Atwell just went past 4,000 last week. I think he's the only sixth Hope College quarterback to reach that mark. But Butler, 8,500 yards through the air. Wow, Hope looks good this afternoon. Hello, all you Hope fans across the country, around the world, are tuning in to catch up on the Flying Dutchman, to pay your respects to the great coach Ray Smith as his stadium is dedicated to him this afternoon, and Hope is putting on an outstanding display of football.
Kick taken on the one by Blakely, heads him up along the sidelines, has one man to beat, and he's pushed out of bounds. Ooh, Blakely took that one, and he had one guy to beat. And he couldn't beat him out there as he was pushed out on the big blue 47-yard line. Pushing him out was the kicker, Aaron Meck. So the coverage that time was not good for the Flying Dutchman.
Don't forget to tell your friends about 92.7thevan.com so you can listen to Hope College football broadcast online. All you youngsters know about that, of course, but old-timers like Ron and I have to be reminded.
Hand off to Dunning. Dunning on the sweep around the left side, and he's hit, knocked down. Not a big gain on the play, but adequate for a first down play if you're coaching.
Amazing how many grandmas and grandpas I do run into that listen to you online, Ron. Folks down in Florida during the wintertime, during the basketball season.
Two wideouts to the right. Pippen back, one running back, Dunning. One wideout to the left. Looks left, fires the ball. It is caught to the inside the 40 and brought down on about the 38-yard line. So Milliken with a first down as they work against the Flying Dutchman defense. Kirby Crook made that last tackle. Just a little short slant pass for the Big Blue. Pippen sets his strength to the left side. He's got two receivers left. Man in motion now, comes across. Now the two receivers are on the right side. Motion man comes back left. So a guy's going in different directions, and they give the ball to Dunning around the side. Good block downfield, and he's along that sideline, tiptoes, and I believe he did he step out? I think the official has marked him on about the 13-yard line.
Well, we've got Sean Jackson running for the Flying Dutchman very effectively, and Sean Dunning running for the Big Blue just made a nice gainer. Looked like it might be a touchdown, but he just stepped out of bounds on the 14-yard line. First and 10, ball on the 14 of Hope College, and the Big Blue threatening to score on Hope College for the first time this afternoon. Hope leads 21-0.
Pippen fakes, fires a little short pass, kind of like a screen on the right side behind two receivers, and Sanders gets down to about the 7-yard line where he's kind of ganged up on and brought down. Augie Mata was there along with Schroeder.
Kirby Crook.
So it's a pickup of 7 on the play. It'll be second down and 3 for the first down. I formation is a set for Milliken, two wideouts. They hand it to Dunning off the left side, and he gets down to the 5. Not much running room when he wants to go straight forward out there. Nate Massa on the bottom of it. Augie Mata right there.
Now, this is interesting. Hope College defense tested. Big Blue running without a huddle all afternoon long.
So it'll be third and a long one for the Big Blue. They trail 21-0. Early second quarter action. Pippen takes a look. Long count, goes back, quick little pass in the corner, and incomplete, and a flag goes down.
Oh, that was a late flag.
Kirby Crook ran into him, took his eye off the football a little bit, and ran into the intended receiver in the end zone. It was one of those alley-oop type passes that they hit the receiver in the corner of the end zone, and Crook was right there, but he didn't turn around and try to fight for the football. He was guarding more of the man.
Defensive pass interference. First down. It will be first and goal. And Milliken will have, obviously, the best field position, the best situation they've had in this ball game. Hope leading 21-0 Now it is first and goal, ball on the 3-yard line of the Flying Dutchman. Think goal line stand. It'll be a good one because Hope has to hold him for four plays or strip the ball away.
Pippen back, takes the ball himself, heads off the right side, and he's into the end zone. Pippen just kept it himself, no fake, nothing. He just drove up and right tackle, and he was able to get into the end zone.
6 plays, 53 yards. And the Big Blues score their first touchdown of this ball game, and now trail Hope College 21-6.
Getting set for the extra point. The snap is a little bit high. The holder does a good job of getting it down, and they put it right through as Chance Wolpert puts it through, and we have ourselves a 21-6 ball game, or 21-7 ball game.
For those of you familiar with Smith Stadium here, the kicker for Milliken just kicked that ball through the uprights over the little utility shed that is behind the uprights, over the parking lot behind that, and into the grass and trees that are on the other side. That ball traveled about 40 yards, which is unusual for a PAT. Usually the kicker goes for accuracy, not distance. Somebody's going to have to go back there and look for that football like you do when you hit your golf ball into the woods.
We were told that their junior kicker did not make the trip today out there, Brett Snyder. And this is a freshman that's kind of filling in and doing an excellent job for them.
That was a 6-play drive, 53 yards, 2 minutes, 36 seconds, the best offense that Milliken's been able to generate in this ball game.
And it's an onside kick. Picked up.
Oh!
Hope Colley headed for the end zone. I think that's Cody Lindemolder on the far side. And the linebacker celebrates a touchdown for the Flying Dutchman.
92-7.
Tried the onside kick.
The nice Fan.
Right into Cody's hands, and you have nobody back on defense. You catch that ball and head in the opposite direction. Whoa, what a play for the Flying Dutchman.
Cody Lindemolder on that onside kick backfired for Coach Patrick Etherton in his third year at Milliken. He tried the onside kick to the kicking team's right side. Lindemolder was on the spot, raked the ball in, didn't fall like you see so often. He saw open field ahead and sprinted into the end zone, 50 yards. Hope College 27. Man, oh man, that takes the wind out of somebody's sail. They score that first touchdown, want to keep that on a roll, and they kick the onside kick that turns into a 50-yard touchdown run by the linebacker, Lindemolder. And Hope adds their fourth touchdown
of
this ball game.
Are huddling up there for some reason. I'm not quite sure why.
Well, one of the officials going over to the other side of the field, going to talk to Coach Etherton. I just mentioned his name. He's in his third year at Milliken, 9-12 record. He's defeated Hope College all 3 years. This is the only ball club on Hope College schedule that Coach Krebs does not have at least one victory.
Coach Krebs indicating touchdown, and across the way on the Milliken side, Pat Etherton arguing that something was wrong with that one, and he has two of the officials over now, one of them the referee.
There are lots of rules and regulations on picking the ball up on kickoffs and how that can be returned. I have no idea what case Coach Etherton is making right now, but he is making it with much emphasis. He's gesturing. He's leaning forward.
If this were a baseball game, he'd be sitting in a dugout.
If we took our headsets off, we might be able to hear him up here. We're only 45, 50 yards away. The officials, I don't know, they gave him the courtesy of hearing him out completely. They're walking back now, and I think they're going to have another conference. What happened was Milliken scored their first touchdown of this ball game on the ensuing kickoff. They tried an onside kick to the right side of the kick team. Cody Lindemolder picked up the ball and saw daylight. The coverage broke down, And Cody ran back about 50 yards to score on the kickoff return. The extra point has not been kicked by Finch, as there was a protest on the Milliken side of the field. The officials listened. We do not know the nature of the protest.
He was explaining to it to the fans and so forth, and now the Hope College Flying Dutchman are arguing the point a little bit. I guess it was not a touchdown. I guess the ball's going to, oh, maybe it was. They're lining up to kick the extra point now.
Finch is going to look. He's looking for his fourth PAT of this ball game.
Down, it's up in the air, and the kick is good.
Having four out of four. Coach Krebs went from having his hands above him in the sign of a touchdown to dropping them to his side in the side of a shrug as to say, what's going on here? He went from showing the touchdown to shrugging his shoulders and saying, come on, guys, tell me what's happening. As that was a 3 or 4 minute delay, we'll find out what the protest was about later on. But the bottom line is Hope College scored on a kickoff return and now leads this ball game by a score of 28-7, 10:51 on the clock, second quarter. Hope has scored two on the ground, one on the air, and one on a kickoff return. So they need a defensive touchdown, and we'll have them about every which way.
Well, they may have to go to Michigan State to get that. Now they're going to be kicking off from the 20-yard line.
This is interesting. So there's a
penalty on the play, obviously.
There is a 15-yard penalty assessed on the kickoff. Maybe. Was that a touchdown display, maybe? Windemiller did fall. He took a dive when he was in the end zone, but I didn't know that. I don't know. You count that as excessive.
I think that's in there someplace that you can't. That's a celebration dive into the end zone.
Well, that might have been the call then, because Linda Muller did, when he got into the end zone, took a dive.
So Mick will be kicking off from the 20-yard line. The kick is away. It's a high kick, driving the intended receivers back to the 20, heading to the right side up to the 30, 35, 40, and getting about to the 42-yard line is Sean Maloney, and Milliken will start from their own 42. Hope with a 28-7 lead.
That return officially recorded as a 45-yard touchdown run. Ron, I've been saying 50. It's recorded officially now at 45 yards for those of you keeping score.
So Milliken out of the huddle. Trips left, one man goes in motion right, back it passes, Pippen, intercepted! Littemolder with the interception! He's headed along that same sideline, but this time he's going to get knocked down. So Littemolder with back-to-back plays for the Flying Dutchman, and Hope has the football on the Milliken 32-yard line.
Well, every week, La Persona Salon and Spa sponsors the player of the game. Persona, by the way, is located across from Dutton Park. It's your complete image destination, hair, nails, massage, everything that Ron Weatherby enjoys. And Cody Lindemuller has got to be on your list of players that is eligible for that player of the game.
Don't tell him, but I might take him to lunch.
Take him to La Persona.
Atwell back to pass, has body. Touchdown, Hope College.
What a football game. Vincent Birdy rakes in his second TD pass of the ball game. Atwell throws his second, and Hope College scores on the first play from. That was a 6 second drive. After the Lindemuller interception, first play from scrimmage, after the turnover, Hope College capitalizes, make the big play after the turnover. Old school football, and Hope leads it 34-7, 10:31, second quarter. My, my.
And Milliken jumped offside. The kick, I think, was good, but we may do it over or we may not, depending on what's happening.
Coach Ray Smith providing some inspiration for this one.
Hey, I think these guys were fired up.
I'll tell you, that again, scores of former football players for Hope College are at this contest, and other dignitaries through the past of Hope College as well, to pay tribute to Coach Ray Smith and his wife Sue, as this stadium is named after them this afternoon. And it was great to see all those ball players going back to the 50s out on the field as a plaque was dedicated by former Hope College president James Boltman. And Ray Smith and his wife looked great, and they spoke inspirational words, and it may just have had an effect as Hope scores 34 points in this second, in this first half of football, leads 34-7. And all those players coming back visiting with each other must be having just a great, great afternoon watching this fine display of football by the Flying Dutchman. They're going to all be at a, they're going to be under a tent there in the north end of the field at halftime getting together.
And they're going to try the kick again, and it's up, and this one's good. So that was half the, to the goal, halfway to the goal line.
Finch 5 for 5. Did I say we had to have a defensive? Well, we didn't have a defensive touchdown. We had an interception, and one play later, we had a pass. 32-yard pass, one play. Atwell to Boddy, six-second drive. Hope 35.
I don't think Ray Smith saw too many ball games like this. I think more, you know, was the old Ohio State-type football back in those days.
3 yards of cloud of dust?
Yep.
Well, he had some teams that would throw the ball, by the way.
When you have a quarterback, you take advantage of that situation. And Flying Dutchmen are going to miss Mr. Atwell next year.
Speaking of quarterbacks who can throw the ball, Atwell, 9 out of 12, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns, 191 first-half yards.
Mick approaches the football. This one's high, coming down at about the 6-yard line, taking up the right side, or left side out there, and getting hit. And that was Blakely, pushed up on about the 26-yard line.
Pippen, the Milliken quarterback, 7 out of 12, one interception. Linda Muller got that one, and one play later it turned into a Hope College touchdown, so Hope College took advantage of that turnover. Pippen, 7 out of 12, one interception, 82 yards. Atwell has thrown for 191 yards to 6 different receivers.
Milliken out of the huddle, 2 receivers right, 1 left, 1 running back, and Sims in the backfield for the Big Blue. The handoff to Sims, Sims over the right side, and he is hit. Made a little dip on the inside and picked up a yard or so, and then the linebacker, Winnemuller, was right there to pick him up and bring him back. Tim Kloss, also the other linebacker, they kind of hugged him.
I think that trying game a couple years ago, Ron, where Hope College just played a tremendous football game, I'm thinking back over the last several years when I'm thinking where we have seen them play better football. This is one of the best games in recent years, for sure.
Back to pass is Pippen. Has the open man right over the middle. It is caught on the 40-yard line up to the 50 in Hope College territory and getting out to about the Hope College 46, 47-yard line.
No sooner do I say how well Hope College is playing, and there's a 27-yard pass reception.
Augie Mata made the stop for the Flying Dutchman. It'll be first and 10 in Hope territory. Hand off straight ahead to Sims, and Sims works his way to the 42.
Well, Alan Babbitt, Hope's fine new sports information director, continuing the traditions of his predecessor, Tom Renner, who always gives you information before you know you need it. Alan reminds us that the Hope record for points in the first half is 46. That goes all the way back to 1971. 46 points and a half. Hope is threatening that record.
Pippen back to throw, fires to the sideline, incomplete. They're running an out pattern, and the receiver, Blakely, slipped a little bit as he was making his cut. So it'll bring up a third down and about five for Milliken.
8:55 left in the second quarter. Hope with 35 points, 11 away from the all-time record.
Kyle McGrill in defensively for the Flying Dutchman, and Pippen fakes and takes it on a draw and picks up the first down as he gets inside the 30 down to about the 28. That was draw all the way. Went back, faked the pass, and took it right up the middle. So it'll be first and 10 for the Big Blue. Pippen back, two running backs, hands it off. Sims hits the line of scrimmage and works his way to the right side down to the 25. Picks up 3 yards on the play. So it'll be second down and 7 for the Big Blue. As they look to the sideline, get their play. Pippen, having problems, obviously, reading the play, getting signaled into them because they're taking quite a bit longer unless it's a complicated play.
Well, there are three players that send in signals. Probably only one of them is giving the true code. And, man, oh, man, yeah, it is a series.
Right down to the last second before they go with the play. And Pippen is dropped behind the line of scrimmage on a blitz by Brian Schroeder. Came from his defensive safety position and fired that time. And made the tackle on Pippen for a big loss on the play. It'll leave a third down and about 14.
Hope College football, Hope versus Milliken, 7:25. Second quarter, Hope leads 35-7.
All set, trips to the left side. Pippen fires short, has it complete, up on the 27-yard line. Tackle made by the linebacker, Tim Kloss.
DJ Baker on the reception.
That'll bring up a fourth down and about 8.
All Hope's kickoffs today were sponsored by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's.
Pippen back, three receivers right, one left. Little weave on the outside, over the middle, flag goes down, ball batted around, almost intercepted by Augie Mata. I don't know, that's DeCesar. But a flag went down early.
Mata was there too, right? Yeah, had it right both times.
As the officials are talking it over. Ineligible receiver, says the official. So Hope College is going to take over the football.
Hope takes over the football on downs. That was an 8-play, 49-yard drive that ends on downs.
Well, let's get some offense rolling, shall we?
You want some more offense, huh?
35-7. Hope College with the lead, 6:37 left in this first half.
Well, Hope only has 257 yards so far with 6:37 left in the second half.
And Atwell having some problems with something as he talks to the referee. And now it looks like they're all set. Hope switches their formation. Twins in the backfield. Two receivers, counterplay to Jackson, and Jackson picks up probably nothing, as it looks like he made it back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. So it'll be second and 10.
Took a while to develop, as is the case for some counters.
Spencer Limley in the center leads the ball club out. They shift as Atwell steps under center with twins in the backfield. Little quick pass in the flat that is caught by David Brown, and he's up to the 35-yard line and pushed out of bounds. He'll be about a 2 yards short of the first down for the Flying Dutchman.
Second reception for Brown.
They're placing it back on the 35. So it'll be third down and two for Hope College, operating from their own 35-yard line. Breinert goes left, Brown right. Offset eye. Back to pass is that well. A little two-step drop. Brown has a little hook pass that he caught on the 42-yard line and brought up to the 45 for a Hope College first down. He went down far enough to get the first down and made a couple yards besides.
5:31, second quarter. Hope leading Millikan 35-7.
First and 10 from their own 45-yard line for the Flying Dutchman.
Hope have a great start to beat this ball club for the first time in Hope College history.
Two wideouts to the left. I formation set. In motion comes body to the near side. Atwell back to pass. Hands it off on the draw play. Jackson to the 50, and he slides into Millikan territory just across that 50-yard line. So a pickup of just over 5 yards on the play. It'll be second down and five. Zach Boersma coming in, replacing Jackson on the play for Hope. 4:44 left in this first half.
Counter did not work, but the draw has been working very effectively for Hope. Haven't seen a screen pass from the Flying Dutchman, I don't think. Millikan's run a couple.
Back to pass is Atwell. Over the middle, wide open, tight end, and Helm has it. Across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Jake Helm, 6'3", 210-pound sophomore out of Holland High School, making the catch for the Flying Dutchman, giving him another first down.
Third catch for Jake.
It'll be first and 10 from the Millikan 38.
Atwell has mixed it up beautifully, going to six receivers.
Breinert left, body right. Helm switches from left to right. High formation set. And they're going to reset. Atwell fakes, gets some pressure, fires the ball. Body is down there, just over his head. Pretty good coverage that time by Millikan, as Trevon Hawkins was right there. Pass was a little bit long for Body to catch up with it.
Body has, he's two out of two. Two receptions, 51 yards, and two touchdowns in this ball game. He almost had number three. It's been fun to watch Michael Atwell improve and mature as a quarterback, Ron. He is just runs this offense with such confidence.
Atwell sprints out to the left side. Dude, quickly had to set himself trying to hit the fullback out in the flat, but he didn't get his body turned enough in order to make that throw.
Yep, a right-hander having to throw to the left side with a lot of pressure, and that ball hit the turf early.
So it'll be third and 10 for the Flying Dutchman.
Outside field goal range, probably, even though it's third and 10, we're in fourth down go-for-it range.
Atwell's deep, one running back in the backfield. Canall on the right side. Atwell looks.
Oh,
there's the flag.
Yeah.
That was obvious to everybody.
Yeah.
One, two, three yellow Yankees are out on the field.
Yeah.
Coming across that time and making a hit well before that ball got there was Michael Neal, a freshman out of Broadview.
Pass interference, first down. This drive continues. That was the eighth play of this drive. Hope has moved 35 yards. Add 15 more to that now. Hope has scored 45 points in the first half. The record number of points scored in one half came way back in 1971. When Hope, by the way, was playing Grand Valley State. And Hope scored 46 points versus GVSU in 1971 in the first half. Thank you, Alan Babbitt. Ron Weatherby might have known that stat by heart, but I didn't.
Well, you're giving us 10 more points than we actually have, Jerry, so we hope we get one touchdown yet before this one's over. Hope has scored 35 in this first half.
Yep, I was talking about 46.
Right, and you said Hope had 45 points. Jackson cuts across the 20, knocked out at about the 18.
Thanks for the correction. Hope needs 11 more to make it to that 46. Hope leads 35, sorry for the misstatement, to 7. Hope playing the Millikan Big Blue from Decatur, Illinois.
So it was a pickup that time of, we'll give him 7 yards on it. Ball is just shy of the Millikan 15-yard line. 3:20 left in the first half. As Atwell breaks the huddle. Canall goes left. Brinert goes right. Brinert in motion. Right to left. Quick pitch to Jackson. Jackson to the 10. Cuts to the outside, and he's knocked out of bounds, and a flag goes down. Now, something like that oftentimes means that it's a block in the back kind of block that occurred over there, but we'll have to wait and see. It is against the Flying Dutchman. Body comes back in for Hope. So Hope is penalized. Back to the 18-yard line. It'll be second down and 5 for the Flying Dutchman on the Millikan 18 with 2:46 left in the half. High formation. One wide out each way. Atwell, quick three-step drop, fires it. It is caught. On the 10 and twisting and turning, trying to get some extra yardage, but not getting much, is Brinert. He picks up the first down, however, just inside the 10-yard line. So it's first and goal for Hope. Again, high formation in the backfield. Strength is left. Atwell takes it, hands it to Jackson on the sweep. Jackson cuts it up, gets to the 5. He's to the 4. So a good first down pickup for the Flying Dutchman as they get inside the 5-yard line to about the 4. They're going to place it just over the 5-yard line. 1:45, 1:44. Clock ticking down. Should have plenty of time. They've got a couple of timeouts as well if they need them. And Jackson, I think, tripped over the yard line or a blade of grass. He got the football and went down right in his tracks. Vince Boddy comes in, and Hope will go to a passing formation. Third down and 9. Atwell back deep. Looks over center. Fires it. Intercepted in the end zone. Millikan brings it out to about the 9-yard line. Nice tackle there by one of the Flying Dutchmen. I didn't see who made the pick.
Andy Roth at the goal line intercepts Atwell's pass. First interception for Michael in this ball game. First turnover for the Flying Dutchman. And it looks like Hope College will be stopped at 35 points in this half. They were knocking at the door one more time. That was the first pass that Atwell forced a little bit into crowded coverage. And the Big Blue are going to take over with 50 seconds. And if my guess is correct, they're going to try to use these and get down the football field.
And it's a draw play by Pippen, and he doesn't pick up much. Linda Mulder stayed home and made the stop for the Flying Dutchman.
I don't think we're going to see Millikan running out the clock, Ron. I think they're going to try to score, even though they've got a long way to go. Ball on the 15-yard line, 32 seconds left.
Pippen back to throw, takes a look, fires it. Down the middle, it is caught on the 30 and out of bounds. Making the catch is Kafa for Milliken.
Ball goes out of bounds, stop the clock. Teams reset. Milliken without a huddle. 23 and a half seconds left in the first half. Hope leading 35-7. They sure do not want, even with this score, do not want a late touchdown by Milliken.
Four wideouts for Milliken. Pippen goes back, gets some pressure, has some time, runs around, and throws it out of bounds.
And took a lot of time off the clock. Now we're down to 16.9 seconds.
So it'll be second down and 10 with 16.9 on the clock.
Well, we'll have all the individual and team statistics for you on the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, so stick with us.
Pippen back, only one running back, goes back, has four receivers, fires it, and it is broken up. Good defense that time by the Flying Dutchman. Crook with the defensive play across the way. We have 11.5 seconds now left on the clock in this first half. And it's third and 10 for the Big Blue. Three wideouts.
Throw that ball just as far as you can downfield.
And another draw play run by Pippen. This time he gets away from Linnemore. Cuts to the right side and goes out of bounds. In Hope College territory at about the 43-yard line.
Put the trips out to the left, and then he ran the draw to the weak side of the formation and ran it successfully. There's 3.5 seconds left, and there's a timeout in the field, and Milliken will have the ball when play resumes on Hope College 47-yard line, and time for one more play, and this timeout is brought to you by Apple Valley Natural Food. For natural, healthy snacks, think Apple Valley. Before, after the game, during the game, any time at all, Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, I thought we might see the long, deep throw on that last play, Ron, but we did not.
And we still could.
They ran a draw. I got to believe with just 3.5 seconds, Pippen is going to air it out, throw deep to the end zone or as far as you can. And Hope College wants to stop this last-second desperation pass to go into halftime with a 35-7 lead.
Hope's defensive backs are back about 15 yards, and Pippen, it's going to be a throwback pass, and the flag goes down as Hope picks up the football, and it's still going a little bit.
Went for a little razzle-dazzle there. A lot of us, that would be me, thought that was going to be a deep pass, but Pippen rolled to the right, and then it was a throwback to the left side. It was unsuccessful. There is a flag on the play. Time has expired.
Actually, you have two of them, I guess, one on one side of the field, one on the other.
Soccer teams playing in Dominican, Illinois. That contest is scoreless. The men's cross-country team finished 7th at the Calvin Select meet. And it may have been nullifying penalties, or the officials are picking up the flags and saying that this half is done. This half ends with Hope College leading by a score of 35-7. Over the Big Blue of Milliken University. And we'll be back for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van to give you all the individual statistics, the team statistics, and the highlights. There were a lot of them. And to talk a little bit more about Coach Smith Community Day and another presentation that will take place at halftime. So stay with us. You're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com.
Now, back to Hope College Football on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome back to Hope College Football, where it's time for the halftime show brought to you by Mike's Mobile Service. On 92.7 The Van, it's Community Day, the opening home football game of the season for the Hope College Flying Dutchman, the day that this beautiful facility is dedicated to Coach Ray Smith and his wife, Sue. Hope College did an outstanding job in that first half of football, putting out 35 points on the board. They lead the Millikan Big Blue, a team they have never defeated, in three tries by a score of 35-7. Hope scored two on the ground, two through the air, and one when Cody Windemuller ran back an onside kickoff for a touchdown. Hope College, in this contest, has looked good running the ball, passing the ball, and in special teams. They scored 14 in the first quarter, 21 in the second quarter, 35 for the half. Millikan shut out in the first quarter, scored their lone touchdown in the second quarter. That's 35-7. Team statistics look like this. Hope College, Millikan 13 first downs, Hope College 17, Hope 15 rushes for 86 yards, Millikan 25 for 92 yards, Hope passed for 230 yards, Atwell looking for another plus 400 yard game, Millikan 136 yards through the air. Pippen was 10 out of 20 with one interception. Atwell, 13 out of 19 with one interception. Total offensive plays, Millikan, who runs that hurry-up, no-huddle offense, ran 45 offensive plays for 228 yards of total offense. Hope College, 34 offensive plays for 316 yards of offense. Millikan had four kickoff returns for a total of 42 yards. Hope had one kickoff return for a total of 45 yards and a Lindemuller touchdown. Both suffered one interception. Millikan punted the ball three times for 36 yards. Dean DeVries just had one punt in that first half for 33 yards. Hope was penalized five times, probably too many, for 48 yards. The Big Blue penalized four times for 39. Time of possession finds Millikan in the lead, 16 minutes and 8 seconds. Time of possession for Hope, 13 minutes and 52 seconds. Millikan, 2 out of 8 in third down conversions. That is an important statistic. 2 out of 8 in third down conversions. Coach Rickett and his defense doing the job. Hope College, 2 out of 4 in third down conversions. Hope did not make a fourth down attempt. And Millikan was 1 out of 2 in fourth down situations. Hope, 3 out of 4 in the red zone. Millikan, 1 out of 1. Sean Dunning led Millikan in rushing. He ran the ball 11 times, 54 yards, didn't score a touchdown. His long was 23 yards. Sims, 6 carries for 26 yards, and Pippen, the quarterback, 8 carries. He netted 14 yards. He was dumped for 24 yards of losses by the Hope College defense. For Hope College, Sean Jackson again leads his team in the rushing category, 13 carries, 72 net yards, one touchdown. His long run was 17 yards. Zach Borsma carried the ball once for 12 yards. Michael Atwell, one carry for a couple of yards. Once again, Atwell doing an outstanding job directing this offense, and the senior quarterback, who was the MIAA Offensive Player of the Week last week, is 13 out of 19, one interception. That was in the end zone late in the ball game, but late in the half, 13 out of 19, one interception, 230 yards, and two TDs. David Brown caught three for 78 yards. Taylor Breinert caught three for 49 yards. Jake Helm, three for 34 yards. And Vincent Boddy, two for 51 yards. Both of those catches by Boddy, by the way, went for touchdowns. Zervis returned two punts for 5 yards, as that Milliken coverage was impressive. Cody Windemuller returned one kickoff, 45 yards for a touchdown. Windemuller was Johnny on the spot as he picked up an onside attempt by the Big Blue and ran it back for a touchdown. So Hope College scored two by air, two by land, and one on a kickoff return. Kirby Crook leading his teams with tackles with 6.5. DeCesar has 5, Schroeder 4.5, and Lindemuller has 4. Lindemuller also has a kickoff return for a touchdown and an interception, playing an outstanding game, making the big plays. Sanders leads the receivers for Milliken. He caught 4 of them for 48 yards. Milliken just has 1 touchdown. That was a rushing touchdown when Pippen, the quarterback, ran it in the second quarter. Vivac leads the Big Blue in tackles with 5. Good offensive performance by the Hope College Flying Dutchman, Ron.
Well, I think we've got to give some credit to that offensive line for the Flying Dutchman. We don't talk about them very much, but if I recall right, Atwell was sacked once last week, and I don't think he's been sacked yet this afternoon. So they've gone 1.5 ball games with just one sack being allowed, and that's pretty good as this offensive line. You know, usually you have the quick guys defensively, but they can put some pressure on. But Atwell's had time to stand there and kind of go through his picks out there, 1, 2, 3, as he works his way down. And that's been a good job by that offensive line.
Well, there's another ceremony here at halftime. The pregame festivities were impressive and important, as former Hope College president James Boltman dedicated this stadium to Ray and Sue Smith, and all sorts of Hope College football players from the past joined them on the 50-yard line. That was the ceremony to start this ball game. But right now, on Community Day, former Holland City manager Soren Wolf is being honored for his service to our community. The Holland City Council has renamed the entrance road into the Hope Athletic Facilities in Smallen Bear Park as Soren Wolf Way. Soren served as the residents of the City of Holland as an assistant city manager from 75 to 79, and then, of course, as city manager from 1988 to 2011. That's 23 years as city manager serving this community, and for that he is being recognized right now by the mayor, as, of course, the city in Holland and Hope College has a tremendous history of working together to serve the community at large. Well, we're going to take another break, and when we return, we'll go over the scoring. And there was a lot of it in that first half of action, as Hope leads this ball game 35-7 over the Milliken Big Blue. We'll take a look at the scoring resume when we return. You're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com.
Hope College Football is on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Welcome back to Hope College Football on the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show. I'm Jerry Klumpharns, Ron Weatherby, bringing you the play-by-play of this ball game. Soren Wolf, former city manager of Hope College, just leaving the football field. There was a nice picture of Soren and his family. And Soren Wolf Way, a road sign, a green road sign, will be erected for the entrance way that runs through the park here in the Hope College facilities. And that road will be named after the fine former city manager who did so much for our community. Well, the scoring looks like this. Hope College scored 14 in the first quarter, 21 in the second quarter. Milliken had 1 second quarter touchdown, so Hope led 14-0 at the end of the first quarter and 35-7 at the end of the ball game. Hope scored 2 on the ground. John Jackson ran one in, and Michael Atwell had his first rushing touchdown of the season. Hope scored also two by passing. Vincent Boddy caught both of Atwell's touchdown passes, and Cody Lindemuller scored the last Hope College touchdown with an onside kick return of 45 yards for a touchdown. The first Hope College score came at 5:27 on the clock, first quarter. Michael Atwell snuck it in from 2 yards out. Finch kick was good. That was a 9-play, 74-yard drive, and Hope led 7-0. Then with 2:16 on the clock, first quarter, Sean Jackson ran it in from 8 yards out. 5-play, 83-yard drive, 2 minutes. Finch's kick was good, and Hope led 14-0. That brought us to the second quarter, where Hope scored its third consecutive touchdown. This was a pass completion from Atwell to Vincent Boddy, 19 yards. 3 plays, 87 yards, just a minute and 8 seconds off the clock. Finch stayed perfect for his PATs, 3 out of 3 for the afternoon, and Hope led 21-0. Milliken got their first score with 11 minutes on the clock. It was quarterback Pippen sneaking it in from 2 yards out. Wolford's kick was good. Milliken was able to put together their most successful drive of the afternoon. 6 plays, 53 yards, 2 minutes, 36 seconds. And with 11 minutes on the clock, the score was Hope 21, Milliken 7. 10:51 on the clock later in that second quarter, Cody Lindemuller ran back an onside kick for 45 yards to put Hope up 27-7. Finch kicked his fourth PAT, and the Flying Dutchman led 28-7. Lindemuller, about on the ensuing set of plays on first down situation, intercepted a pass, giving the football to Hope College on the 32-yard line. Coach Krebs took advantage of the turnover, went for the big play, and Atwell hit Vincent Boddy for a 32-yard touchdown pass. It was the second time those two connected in this ball game, and so with 10:31 on the clock, Hope led 35-7. That's where we are now. We thought Hope College, well, they threatened that single half scoring record of 46 points that has stood since 1971, because Hope had 35 on the board with 10 and a half minutes left in the half, but that's where it stayed. Nevertheless, it was a very impressive offensive and defensive performance, and Hope has one more half to continue outstanding play and to defeat this Milliken team for the first time. We'll find out if that happens. Ron Weatherby will bring you all the play-by-play action when we return from this final halftime message. You're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com.